Okay, so what haven't I done? So what I realize, right? Do you know when we got those little tasks and then we forget about those tasks? So now these days, I actually write a list of like, where's my list? Sorry. I write a list of like tasks I need to do, like things I need to do, like which are all. So these are like things that I generally just. It does cloud like a spot in my mind, and I realize that I've never made the decision, and it goes over and over and over, and it's just horrible. So even like returning stuff and things like that. So for example, I need to get an eBay refund. So what I did this morning, I did a quick tweet to eBay because don't ask, it's a long story. And then I need to get a refund from Lululemon, which I sent the parcel over, and I've never ever received any refund. So I sent an email to them today. Gymshark sale to remind me is on the food, which is tomorrow. Buy Lululemon leggings. So, and then do a food shop, order online, ring up the Marriott, get my invoice, all these little things. Like, and it's quite a long list. And it's kind of like a lot of the time when we have spare time, what do? We go on our phone and we go on social media. And then before we know it, these little things build up and up and up. So I would recommend write a list of things that you need to do. And when you have got spare time, instead of wasting your time on social media, and this is my hack on how I do it, start ticking off that list. And before you know it, that little space in your mind will be clear and you'll feel so much better about it. And as I go as well, obviously add to the list. Just try and get it all out of your head, man. That's what I like to do. One second. Because I just realized looking across the floor, I have other stuff to do. Okay. One second. Yeah, like for example, I had like skincare products, but I had allergic reaction, and I haven't seen that person now in 6 weeks because life's happened and I've been busy on Saturdays. That then I want to speak to them and be like, "Oh, hi, here's all your samples," and like because that's like a space in your head. You're like, "Oh, I don't know what to do." So what I could do instead of waiting till I show up to the shop, or book appointment for the following Saturday and then arrange and do all that discussion then. Because for me, I'm just like, "Oh, I really don't like." That person may feel like I've done this or that, all that stuff, because it does add like weights in your head and it's just not good. So when you do have spare time, just start ticking them off, man. It's just not worth it for you. One second. Look, and I remembered something else, because if you're anything like me as well, I'm forgetful as anything. Like, for example, I want to go private about my nerve damage, so I need to go to the doctors to get a referral, which will then help me do a private claim. So obviously I'm like, book appointment for doctors, get referral, ring up private healthcare. Sorry, I'm like, this is what I'm writing as I'm going. And then ring up insurance. See, now that's a list and that is quite vital, but how could I just forget about that? But we do as humans. Like, I have nearly a free piece of paper done. So I hope it helps. And I hope if you do have a list of things that you can just start ticking it off and you'll be like, "Oh, thank God, Katie." Actually, having a bunch of empty pens in that pen pot was really pissing me off. Now I've got new pens. I feel great. So I hope it really helps, and I hope you all have an amazing day. See ya.